I want to share a few of my favorite funny things. My favorite country music lyric is "She turned me out because I came home at the wrong 5 o'clock. My favorite way to decline an invitation to a wedding of an often married person: thank you so much for inviting me, and I'm so sorry I cannot be there, but I would love to be invited to your next one. My favorite comeback: I knew a man who enjoyed more than a few beverages at his local club. Envision a blend of Dean Martin and Otis from Andy Griffith. The club manager had had enough and was forced to call his elderly mother. The manager said that because of his unacceptable behavior, he was no longer welcome in this establishment. The mother thought long and hard and said, "Well, is that so? I never liked your chicken salad anyway." My favorite quote is, "Life is short, hell is hot, and the stakes are high." My favorite cartoon: three guys are sitting at the bar. One says, "I'm Freddie Jones, Ph.D., and this is John Parker, CPA. The other guy says, "Nice to meet you, I'm Carlton Smith, XXL. My favorite lost and found story: apparently there's a swishy golf course in Scotland called Turnberry. An equally swishy woman that I know was playing golf and realized she'd accidentally dropped her treasured Turnberry golf towel. She proceeded to backtrack on the golf course to find it. She asked the person playing behind her if he had seen her Turnberry towel, and he said, "No, but I do have some Grey Poupon." My favorite bumper sticker says, "Where are we going and why are we in this handbasket?" My favorite way to feel good about myself is to watch a doubleheader of The Biggest Loser and Hoarders. My favorite toast to give at a rehearsal dinner, which is originally written by my ancestor Ogden Nash: here's some advice to keep love in the loving cup. If you're wrong, admit it. If you're right, shut up. And finally, my favorite reason not to go with the flow: years ago in my wild and woolly youth, I was with friends on Nantucket having a jolly old time. We were being treated to drinks by some fellas at the bar, and one thing led to another, and they asked us for our shoes, thinking it would be fun to drink champagne out of them. My friends didn't hesitate and handed over their shoes. I was not the least bit interested, not at all. The men kept insisting, and I said, "Oh, no, 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 no." This went on and on, but I never gave up my shoe. One might ask why I didn't let those morons at the bar drink champagne from my shoe. Well, I'm not telling, but it may or may not have involved some odor eaters.